The Fall of Trinimac by the Faithless One, an essay on the defeat and rebirth of Trinimac. To truly know Moloch, we must recall the story of Trinimac's fall from grace, and the events leading up to his torturous dishonor. During the Morethic era, a cult of Aldmeri dissidents abandoned the commonly accepted worship of Somerset Isle, and began following a young prophet, Veloth. Boethia had been speaking to Veloth in dreams and visions, guiding him to lead a new sect of Aldmeri with the belief that mortals could ascend to become gods. Trinimac's priests condemned the new sect for blasphemy and threatened exile should they not abandon Veloth. When the priests were to pass judgment, Boethia appeared, having swallowed Trinimac, and revealed the lies of Trinimac's teaching with Trinimac's own voice. Content the priests were shamed and broken from his revelation, Boethia relieved himself of Trinimac in front of the assembly to complete his shame. We know not how Trinimac had been defeated, but it is said that after his defeat, Boethia had consumed him and tortured his spirit in her belly. When Boethia grew bored of Trinimac's torture, she released him from his prison and later exiled him to a plain of choking ash. This torture and dishonor left Trinimac twisted and enraged. Trinimac faded and was reborn as Moloch, the god of curses. With his mind bent on revenge, his most devout followers changed to match him and became the Orsamer, cursed to wander in exile, a people without a place.